Part four of our revenue rituals to revenue activation, and it is being recorded on full moon. So we are going to use the energy of the moon today to support us in activating the all. So step one was I as the one who serves, I as the one who births the work and serves with it in the world. You is the one who is served by this work. You is the one who is either in collaboration, partnership, as a client, whatever it looks like. You, the divine appointment, which most of the time in my work means the client you are here to work with. And then we created a bridge that was the we. How are you and I in relationship that creates something in the field that is mutually beneficial, that is built on respect and affinity? And step four is about all. It's about what you create with the you, benefiting all involved to the highest good. So take a deep breath in. Let it out. And allow yourself to feel spaciousness inside you and all around you. Imagine this beautiful aura, like a giant full moon all around you, above you, below you, to your left, to your right, in front of you, behind you. It's just this beautiful giant aura. Like a giant full moon. And now imagine that this aura expands and it involves the you and it radiates out beyond your view, out beyond the parameters of your reach, physical reach, way out beyond the town you live in, way out beyond the country you live in, way out, including all involved. What does that mean? Anyone who is here to support this collaboration, any of the you included in it, anyone who is here to support this collaboration. So I want you to begin to imagine that when somebody enters your sphere, whether it's a client or a partner, partner in business, partner in your work, partner in some kind of collaboration, that them entering your space is a result of many steps taken by many other people. So for a moment, imagine this. When you desire a pair of shoes, actually, let's take a meal. Ooh, that's much better. Imagine you desire a meal, and this meal is a delicious bowl of pasta. Delicious bowl of pasta that is made of pasta, maybe some vegetables, maybe some protein if you like protein. There is sauce. There is perhaps like shavings of cheese, depending on what your diet allows you to have. Imagine this beautiful dish. Maybe some greens like basil on top of it. And I want you to imagine all the ingredients that went into making it. And I want you to now imagine that pasta was made by somebody, whether it's company, a person, doesn't matter, but somebody, an entity. It was made of grain that was grown somewhere, and it had some eggs that were also harvested somewhere. And it was made of water that was put through some kind of a cleansing system and filtering system and whatever else you put in pasta. And all of those ingredients were created by somebody who then put it together and made pasta of it. And then it was put together in some kind of a container, box, packaging. And I want you to, as I walk through these, I want you to imagine all the hands that touched it. And I don't mean hand in like a dirty way, because that's usually what my germy brain goes. That's not what I mean. I mean hands that touched it, by meaning they were involved in creating it. And then it was sold and it was bought. And I want you to imagine all the vegetables that are in it, because I like pasta with vegetables. Maybe you do too. Well, whatever sauce was made of, whatever ingredients went into it, also had all these components. And then if there was some protein in it, perhaps either fish or meat, chicken, whatever it was, all the hands that went into making sure that that makes its way to the pasta. And then finally, perhaps if you ordered a beautiful dish, somebody who made it. So imagine all of these hands, but I mean it as a symbol that touched all the ingredients in order for you to have the complete meal in front of you. And I want you to imagine that that's what it takes. By the time somebody reaches your work, somebody gets to you as a divine appointment. And what I mean by that is it could be a client, a collaborator, whatever that means. And all the different components, hands that had something to do with it. And you don't have to know what they are, but I want you to imagine that somebody talked to somebody and then they awaken somebody's desire to have something that you have. And just like all the different hands that were involved. And I want you to, on the other side, imagine all the people that benefit from this collaboration, whether it's your client or a partner in something. I want you to imagine like hands on the other side of that quote unquote transaction agreement exchange that will also benefit from that agreement that you, that I and you create, all the people that benefit from it. That is nearly impossible to imagine because it goes so far, so wide. And all of them are the ones who will be the co-creative component. All of them will be involved. And I want you to imagine that it benefits all of them. So I want you to right now be imagining being in gratitude that all of the people who are involved in creating it before and all of the people who will benefit after. It isn't just the I and the you, but all of the people that will benefit. And I want you to feel them expanded, bigger, increased, enriched. And now imagine remember the figure eight in part three between I and you that created the we. I want you to imagine that between you and all the other people that are involved. You and all that are involved. This figure eight, it exponentially expands, multiplies, however you envision it. Envision it multiplying and expanding, and its frequency getting more potent the more people benefit from what it is that I and you create. Every time there is somebody involved, either before or after the agreement that benefits from it, it only increases the potency of that agreement, of that exchange, of whatever it is that I and you create. Feel the vibration speeding up. The more figure eights there are. And I want you to imagine now multiple I and you figure eights that then become multiple all involved figure eights And before you know it, you imagine figure eights that are a result of I and you that is part of you all over the planet, all over the globe. And everyone in some way involved is engaged in it, benefits from it, expands from it. And as a result, it now activates the field. So in part two, we sent out little tidbits, bits and bytes that will call in the you. This is almost like the tidbits fell down, and now time is an imaginary concept. But imagine that there is before and after. So in step two was like the before, and this is the during and after. This is the during and after. Meaning, all the figure eights are activations in the field of possibility and potentiality. Give me a second because I'm looking for a way to activate it, give it words the way that I feel right now. Lighting up, that's what just came through, a giant light, flash of light, lighting up the field with all the potentiality. And I want you to imagine that potentiality is limitless. The field of creation is limitless. So there is a limitless opportunity for figure eights, collaborations, and co-creations. And feel the joy of it. I just got a giant smile on my face, imagining all of the impact and all of the amplified possibility and potential for your creation. All the figure eights speeding up, rising in frequency, rising in potency, increasing the level of possibility in the field. And I know these are just words, but I want you to feel them in your body, in your aura, in your heart, activating the field with all that's possible when you choose to do your work in the world, when you choose to put out your gifts, when you choose to see your greatness and show up that way. And just be in this moment with this feeling of expansion. And remember, all of that was enveloped in a full moon, this beautiful giant aura of a yellow, is how I see it, full moon. And in this moment, what's showing up is that this full moon is lit up from inside by the figure eights. And it all started with you. As the field amplifies with all the potential that's available through your work in the world, your sacred work, your soul's work in the world, what we are inviting right now is a level of protection. And protection means that it is protected from anything that would interfere with its purity and potency. It doesn't mean that there won't be any challenges. We are not asking for it to be easier. What we are asking is for protection from anything that doesn't serve the growth, potency, and the impact of this work in the world. At such crucial time for humanity as right now, we request that the level of protection from all that isn't aligned with the vibration of the sacred work and the one who is the vessel for it in the world. The protection field expand to protect from anything that's not aligned with its vibration. And as such, we request that the one who is the vessel for this work be divinely inspired, divinely supported, and divinely protected from all that is not aligned with its growth and expansion. And may all who are involved equally to the level to which they are willing to receive benefit from this exchange, from this quote unquote transaction, which is just an agreement of exchange of energy for energy in the form that's requested and required. In this moment, feel yourself expanded. Feel the sense of, I want to say importance, but it's really more like a sense of relevance. Relevance is another word that's coming in. A sense of relevance of your life, but what's happening on planet Earth right now, the way that it's happening, how it is guided through you. For all involved, for the benefit of all involved. And in this moment, I want you to hear, because this is what I'm hearing right now. I want you to hear like a creak of doors. You know, when you open the doors and they just haven't been oiled in a while and there is this like creak, you know? I want you to hear that right now, you know, whatever way you can, maybe even a squeak. And I want you to hear that in your left ear and your right ear, not at the same time, but like a series of doors being open, left and right, and left and right, and left and right. And some are very close to you, so the sound is clear, and some are farther away. Some you can't even hear, but you can see. Some you can't see or hear, but you just sense that they are opening right now. Right now. And we request that whatever obstacles show up, they serve the growth and nothing else. Growth, expansion, highest service, pure delivery with love, devotion, and generosity of spirit. And one more time, feel a sense of gratitude in your heart for all that's being created as a result of this activation that you may or may not be aware in this moment, but trust in your heart that it's already happening. That there are people who are making the requests in the field right now for the work you are here to create. There are people who are already lining up, looking, and it involves a lot of different hands, a lot of different figure eights, and all of them, to the degree to which you are willing to receive and at speed at which you are willing to receive, are lining up to work with you, collaborate with you, co-create with you. And the only thing that's standing in the way of you knowing where they are and who they are is your own readiness, quote unquote, I'm being shown, quote unquote, readiness. So declare that you are ready to deliver the work that is for the highest good of all involved. And so it is. See you in step five, your soul's work.